Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Anish Pisacchiolo, Studio A Hooked. We have a great band of musicians and singers gathered here this morning. The band is Notify. They are Padraig Ryan, Tara Breen, Rory McCarthy, Adam Taylor and Michael McCarthy. And they're joined today by renowned traditional singers from Connemara, brother and sister Seamus, agus Cuiva I Láthairte, Tá Fáilte Mór Romhaibh Fad. Thanks so much for being here. Earlier we heard the gorgeous Caislán an Sléibhe, and we're going to get a song from you first today, and we'll have some tunes later. Seamus, tell us what you're going to sing.
So, tas mé héin is cuíbh amach an jofla óran álinn as chun dé fort lárga dar bhainim a chumar even ó a formúid an óran í mór le rá I del bháin.
Íntach. That was Seamus agus Cuiva I Láthairte and Rory McCarthy on piano from the band Notify, and we're all here in Studio 8. Padraig, first of all, tell me about getting the band together. Yourself and Tara Breen here beside you, you're both from Clare. Where did you gather all the others from?
Okay, so we have a great group of musicians. There are six of us in total. Tara and I have known each other with a good few years now. We also have Rory McCarthy, who's an amazing musician from County Cork. Hugh Dillon, another Cork man on guitars. He plays acoustic and electric guitars. And we have Davy Ryan, who's from Tipperary, but he wasn't very fond of Tipperary, so he's moved to Cork now as well. So the three amigos are together. And then we have Adam Taylor, who's actually from Dublin and a great bass player. And I'm from Clare, Tara's from County Clare. So that's the six of us.
That's great. You've got a great selection there from right across the country. And I know you have a new album out called Arnon. Tara, if you were asked to describe, I suppose, your style of music, what would you say?
It's a total different mixture of all. So I come from a traditional Irish background and Padraig comes from a traditional Irish background. And we kind of bring that together with all the lads on keys and drums and bass. And we're trying to mesh all that together and make kind of a new sound. So, yeah, it's really exciting for me to be a part of this band. We're trying out something different.
And it actually sounds great. Were you all kind of flak hill types growing up?
Oh, we were, definitely. Well, Tara and I were. The other four lads wouldn't have been. But Tara's won more All-Irelands than I could even manage to count. She's won everything on fiddle. She's even won saxophone. And we're very lucky, both of us now go back and we're in a position where we can actually give back to the kids. So the Scoláigh, which is the music school, at the beginning of the flag, we both teach at it and have been for a number of years. And I think that's quite special to be able to come full circle and return a bit of what we learnt and give it back to the next generation.
Which is lovely. I've had so many musicians on this show from Clare. I mean, does anyone in Clare not play music? Is anyone in Clare not musical, Tara?
It's just so many families have music, if not song, dance throughout, going back generations. And it's so wonderful in Clare that, like, I learned from my father, Padraig, he learned from his father as well. So it's, and my mother was a dancer. So we kind of get it from everywhere.
And Seamus and Cuiva, of course, and you've worked with all sorts of people in recent months. You've been on Other Voices, had a huge outing on The Late Late Show. Tell me about the tradition you come from in Connemara.
Yeah, so I suppose we're very, very privileged to have grown up in Connemara, an area that's steeped in the Seanos tradition, in the Irish music tradition and dance, as Tara had mentioned there. It's a kind of a passing of the torch, really, when it comes to music and performance out our way. There's this kind of perpetuation of a respect for the tradition and where the songs came from, the people that are preserved in them, the relationships that are preserved in them. So I think it's only as we're coming out into our 20s now that we're realising how lucky we are to have been gifted this. Yeah, it's a huge part of our identity, keeps us grounded. We always feel like we belong when we go home and share these songs with generations past and generations to come. So very, very special.
And of course, Cuiva, You together won two awards at the RT Folk Awards. Congratulations
on
that.
Thank you very much.
And you're part, as Seamus says, of this very ancient song tradition. But I know you're both conscious of wanting to add something new to it, but being respectful of what went before. So how do you do that?
Yeah, I think the big thing is for us, even though we do like to change and add kind of different genres, as the lads were saying earlier, we do want to remain respectful. But what we do is we kind of add harmony and instrumentation into these old songs. And I think that the extra layers kind of, they can make people understand the story more. If there's different layers to the songs, the emotions are can be stronger in the songs. And so that's what we like to do. And it also appeals to other people who wouldn't speak the language, who wouldn't understand what we're saying when we're singing the songs. I think the elements of the other genres kind of help people to understand what's happening.
You're both still studying a course in UL. Would you like, when you're finished studying, to do music full time?
Yeah, so I'm actually doing a performing course down in Limerick in Irish traditional music. So I think the goal is to go and spread the tradition and the language and the Irish music as well as much as we can.
And you, Seamus?
Yeah, I think so. I'm doing a degree in German and Irish at the moment, so I'm not sure where I'll end up with German. But yeah, I think that the real goal is to keep the Seanos and to keep the Irish language that we've been reared on and gifted very, very close to our hearts as we move on in whatever we may end up doing.
It's such a joy to be as talented as you are, but you've probably had lots of people who've helped you along the way as well.
Yeah, to be honest, we've been inspired by a lot of great mentors, teachers and performers that we grew up around and looking at performing as we were growing up. So yeah, we'd like to thank everybody who gifted us with this tradition, as well Brian and Bill Whelan, who we got to work with in the studio and really helped us get into a creative space with the Seanos. And yeah, I suppose the Notify lads as well for giving us this opportunity to bring the Seanos into a more contemporary space as well.
Well, Padraig, you're heading off, of course, gigging around the country. Listeners can get all the information on notify.ie. But tell me about, there's some other gigs you want to really mention.
That's right, Miriam. So we have a few gigs, three coming up soon. We're on the 3rd of May, we're in the Sea Church in Ballycotton, County Cork. Then the 11th of May, we're in Glore, Ennis, and that's really special evening. That's with Music Generation Clare, where we're working with the Irish Concertina Orchestra, a group of 44 children. And we also have music from Bill Whelan on that show, and Cormac McCarthy will be working with us. And then finally, the 29th of June, it's just announced that we'll be playing the Seamus Innes Arts Centre in the Nall here in County Dublin.
Tell me finally, Padraig, what piece you're going to finish up with today?
We'll finish with Le Grain today, Miriam, which is a gorgeous piece written by our guitar player, Hugh Dillon.
Off you go. And thanks so much for being my guest today. Slán agus míle buíochas.
Slán. Gurb míle maith agat.
And the brother and sister singers, Seamus and Caoimhe, are phenomenal, says another. I'm parked outside my house listening, just amazing.